gonna build a wall.
We're gonna build a wall.
And that wall's gonna be a real wall.
We're gonna build a wall.
I think it's safe to say that most Republicans who supported Donald Trump did so in large part because he was very clear that he was going to secure the southern border, going to build that wall. I mean, it would be nice if Mexico was paying for it, but apparently they're not going to, and the Congress won't put up the money either. So he's been clever, on the one hand, to divert money that had been put into the Pentagon budget, which he apparently has the ability to put his hand in there and change where that money goes. The downside is that a lot of groups were counting on that money. And that is a great concern, especially here in Virginia. Congressman Rob Whitman represents one of the districts here in Virginia that has a lot of Pentagon projects, and he joins us this morning. What's your reaction to this? You gotta, I assume you are for building the wall on the southern border, but this is an awkward situation to be in with the money coming out of things that you care about.
Well, John, I'm absolutely in favor of building the wall. That is a homeland security issue. We absolutely must secure the border. A physical barrier is part of that. The concern is many of these military construction projects that these dollars are being taken from were projects that have been, you know, on the books for a while, and trying to get these things built, making sure that we are, you know, modernizing our military. These projects are critical. So there is, you know, somewhat of a conflict there. The dollars going to the wall, to the border, versus these projects that have been on the books for years that we have all worked very hard to be able to get them to this point of actually on the precipice of construction. So there's going to have to be a conversation about, you know, what does this do as far as the scheduling of those projects? What does it do with the availability of those dollars? How are those dollars going to be replaced? I think those dollars absolutely have to be replaced. Yeah. But the question is going to be when and how long does this delay those projects again?
Objectively, if you look at the list of projects that are either going to be on hold or won't be fully funded here, not to say that a new middle school on one of the Army posts isn't important. I'm not saying that's not important, but as I was looking at it this weekend, I kept thinking, you know, these are nice things that we would like to be able to accomplish, but some of them are not mission critical elements. Would you push back on that and say that I'm wrong?
Well, John, I think you have to look at each of these projects individually. I know that they have gone through to take the money from projects that, if they're delayed by a year, are not going to be, as you said, mission critical. But what happens on the other side is many of these projects have been waiting years and years and years to be funded. So that's the downside of this, is all the effort that's gone into that. And, of course, delaying it another year plus potentially, you know, creates a little bit of anxiety about whether these things are actually, you know, ultimately going to be built. So I think that's where the anxiety rests.
Do you think other members of Congress, especially Democrats, are regretting that they didn't deal with this directly and failed to give the president any of the money that he was asking for the wall? So they kind of called the question, and he has one-upped them on this?
Well, I think it really is about the president doing what he said he was going to do, and I think members of Congress have to realize that they have a part in that, and if these, you know, members on the majority side choose not to bring this up or not even to allow it to be addressed in appropriations bills, then yes, this is what the president has at his avail. And I think, too, the American people look at Congress and say, you all need to deal with this. There is a border security issue. There is an issue there with the things they were dealing with folks seeking asylum coming here, you know, all the back and forth about the humanitarian efforts there. It is a humanitarian crisis, and it's been created by the massive number of people that have come to the border and where we just don't have facilities to deal with that. So, you know, all of those elements take resources in order to really have a meaningful solution to that. And if you don't allow those resources to be put in place, then you're forcing the president to move those resources from other areas. I mean, you saw the other debate about FEMA dollars. Now, you know, luckily we only got touched by Dorian. We didn't get what the Bahamas had received. But that's another element where, because you're not addressing the issue there at the border, dollars in our areas because these things have to be done. I mean, there's no choice. You can't say, well, we are not going to have facilities necessary to take care of families at the border. That has to be done. You're not going to say we are not going to, you know, secure the border by putting in additional security measures, including building this wall in order to make sure we're doing the job that the president was elected to do.
Right. Congress does, you know, this is impolite to say with a member of Congress on the phone, but it seems like Congress has dropped the ball on a lot of priorities that the American public have clearly indicated they're concerned about. And I know that's a partisan issue, and Democrats would certainly say that they're representing their people by stopping this. But I'm concerned. A lot of Democrats are coming back from this recess saying they are ready to rock and roll on impeachment of Donald Trump. Where do you think that stands? That seems kind of outrageous, especially as we count down to, what, 14 months before the real election, where they could get rid of him if they can mobilize the voters.
Well, that's right. And we have all these other things to do, John. We have to get appropriations bills done before the end of the fiscal year, which is, you know, 13 legislating days left. I understand there's going to be a resolution coming to the floor this week concerning impeachment. I think the American people are really frustrated about Congress not getting the basic business of the nation done. Yet we hear constantly this procession, this drumbeat by the other side of the things they're trying to do to take down the president. And I can tell you, our job, obviously, is oversight, and we do have a role there between the legislative branch and the executive branch, but people also expect us to get the nation's work done, and unfortunately, those things aren't getting done. We have critical elements of appropriations that need to take place in the next couple of weeks. I'm afraid those things are going to get put off, or we're going to have another continuing resolution, you know, only to focus on, you know, this effort to impeach, and as you said, you know, that ought to be a decision made at the ballot box. Mm-hmm. Yet, this is the path that looks like they're choosing.
Yeah. It sounds like you're driving, and I know you got to go, but do you mind if I ask you your reaction to this Taliban meeting at Camp David that was apparently on and nobody knew about, but then got called off by the president? That seems, I mean, I was a little surprised by that. Were you?
Yeah, I was. I was, you know, first of all, I have deep reservations about the trustworthiness of the Taliban and whether or not they'd actually stand by an agreement. Imagine they've seen the things that have gone on there. I have a very low level of confidence that they are serious in this. And then these acts of horrendous violence that they continue to perpetrate, you know, while quote-unquote negotiating for peace, is really contradictory. So I first of all, I think the president was right to cancel the meeting, but I also think there needs to be a healthy amount of skepticism going into this. And listen, I want us to have a endpoint solution for what's happening there in Afghanistan. But we have to have, you know, the right mindset going into this, and that is that the record of the Taliban is a horrible one and not one that should in any way, shape, or form give us any confidence that it would be a long-lasting agreement. And then, too, the question is, you know, what capabilities does the Afghan government have to, first of all, enforce the agreement? Second of all, you know, what would be the options if the agreement wasn't abided by right. by the
once
the
we're
Taliban,
gone,
especially take our presence away, there's less of a reinforcement to say do the things that you say you're going to do, especially, you know, with Afghan forces there in many instances not having the full capability to really enforce what would be the consequences of not abiding by the agreement.
Yeah. Well, it is a mess, but Boyce sure seems like he's doing a deal with the devil, and I don't know that that's going to work out short term or long term. Listen, I know you got to go. Congressman Rob Whitman, the Republican who represents the 1st Congressional District. Always appreciate it when you can call us. Thank you.
John, thanks so much.
Back with more in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.